So we just start recording and we start talking about basketball because that's what we're here to do, is to talk about basketball.
Oh.
And yeah, so in this time around, Sundays are very special. And the reason that Sundays are very special is you never know who's going to show up to talk about basketball. And today, as in prior times, well, one more time prior this year, but in a totally different role. We have Josh Hansen, purveyor, owner, Windham County Sports Page, Windham County Sports Page, or WindhamCountySports.com, but also stepping in at the last minute, getting two big dubs and an overtime close game loss for our JV boys in their last three games. It is not just reporter Hansen, it is now coach Hansen. Coach Hansen, welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you. It's been good. Been having fun, enjoying being back on the sidelines.
Sometimes for some people, Hansen goes by a lot of different names. Ham is one of them, but another one is Handyman. Handyman Hansen. All right. And we talk about attention to detail and all those other things in basketball practice, very important things. And I can remember mentoring Handyman Hansen when he was going to go out on his own and start his own business. And he did some work for me. And the first invoice I got from Handyman Hansen didn't say Handyman. It was just Handman Hansen. When was it Handman or Handyman or Ham that you realized that initial mistake when you were starting out in running your own business?
I think let's pause here for a moment. I think running my own business, should have a little asterisk there, but we won't get into any details.
Why not?
I mean, we can, I had one dominating client who I'm speaking with, and it started and ended there, and that's all right. But as far as that invoice goes, I'm pretty sure it was moments after I left it on your desk, you called back into your office and pointed out my mistake. And oh God, that was probably five, almost 6 years ago, and that name has stuck. You and the guys at the office.
Yeah, well, and it's those types of moments, right? So did that was, I know that I can be kind of rough around the edges in my coaching of you, but was that an important coaching moment for you on the attention to detail and that why made all the difference, the lack of the why, right? Was that important to you as you sit here today, 5 to 6 years later?
I learned what I didn't want to do. So in that circumstances, there was parts of that, some of those things that I was doing, I enjoyed, opportunity to be outside and all those things. But yeah, I think that's the biggest thing, is that I fresh out of college, I crossed off a career path that was not for me.
That's good. That's the most important thing, doing things, learning about the things you don't want to do. Now we talk about you pivoting, you pivoting into your current full-time job working, for HDRS, but also now pursuing your passion with Windham County Sports page. You pivoted big time. And to kind of act as a segue from that pivoting, as you pivoted, it really has seemed like in these last three games and this handful of practices that the JV team has pivoted. And the proof is in the pudding. I mean, just the you want to talk about the biggest upset of the year to date? Doesn't have to do with the varsity team right now. I mean, we're going to talk about the Thetford game and how proud we are of those of our young men, basically rebounding in 14 hours after losing to Fairhaven and beating Thetford. That's huge, right? No question. But this same team with this same group of athletes lost to Fairhaven a couple of weeks ago by 40. And you come back and you beat them by five. Can you just explain to all the people that weren't there what the locker room was like after that game?
Yeah, the guys were up. They were excited. There was that brief intermission, between the game, and then when we got in the locker room chat, doing the football banner and the guys getting their jackets and, celebrating that moment. But everyone was still jacked up. Everyone was, riding that high. And one of the guys pointed out to me too, it was like that they lost by, I think it was like 30 points the last time they played them.
It was 40.
It was 40, yeah. Just reinforce that, it's like you guys did this, it's like, you guys came in, you guys took coaching immediately. I've had, I think it was three practices with them at that point, and they just were, a group of sponges and just really put it to work. And, the rest, you can go back and watch the video, you can see it, they got it done. They gave me everything they had, and I'm just all in all, that game in particular, and then yesterday at Bedford, just super proud of this group on, how they've been able to pivot, from having one coach and get another one on a moment's notice. And they didn't know till practice on Monday. And we got right to work, and no questions asked. They just soak everything up that I have to say, and they're doing their best to apply it out on the court, and we're making things happen.
Yeah, can you put that Fairhaven win? I mean, you were an assistant coach at Fairhaven for a while, as a coach. This was really your first head coaching experience at the JV level. I know you were the head coach of the freshman team at Fairhaven, but put this in your entire body of basketball experiences. Is this a top five experience for you, beating Fairhaven? At home after, the same team had lost by 40 just a couple of weeks before.
Yeah, if it's not, it's knocking on the door for sure. I mean, as a head coach, for sure.
I'm
Now,
just talking about basketball in general, basketball experience. Like, I had so much fun watching you and the guys go to work in that game and just being a witness to it. It got to the point where I just got out of the way and I was just like, I'm just gonna sit here. And I'm just going to enjoy this product of this labor of these young men coming together to do what most people probably thought before the game was impossible.
yeah, I mean, it's definitely up there, all-time experiences. I mean, if I were to pick five off the top of my head, first has got to be the state championship with Fairhaven. That was just a special experience. Right up there has got to be our game up at Richford. Was it 3, 4 years ago now? To second round of playoffs to get to Barry. The Barry game was spectacular as well. And then drawing from my playing experience, probably my first start in college, that was pretty special. And then I think this game with this group against Fairhaven, getting my first win with the program as the JV coach. And I don't have a ton of experience as a coach myself leading a team. And so that, yeah, that was, you're kind of putting a little perspective for me. I hadn't really thought about this much. And it is, yeah, it's pretty special.
And I mean, that's the thing that I think that we lose sight of a lot of times is we lose sight of being in the moment and really appreciating how special certain moments are. And it's easy to just get so, especially as an adult, but as a young athlete too in high school, getting so caught up on what's next and not really savoring what's in front of you. And, I always use a piece of cheesecake as kind of the ideal example. Like you have a nice piece of cheesecake in front of you. It's a big slice. It's all yours. No one else is going to touch that cheesecake. But it seems like more often than not, and I do have a piece of cheesecake that's waiting for me in the fridge right now that I'm going to probably hit up here in about, half hour, but that I eat that piece of cheesecake so fast because I get that taste of that cheesecake, and I just want the next taste before I'm even done with the taste like that of the bite before, right? And then that piece of cheesecake that should last me like 30 minutes, lasts me like 4 minutes. And so we are several days out from that piece of cheesecake, the Fairhaven win for the JV boys, and I still don't think that the flavor has dissipated. I'm still munching on that piece of cheesecake right now. And that is what makes this group of guys, this season, Everything about it so damn special.
Yeah, no, it is definitely special. I got to put it back on the kids. I was really curious, how I was gonna go with that quick transition, and how they were gonna accept coaching and things like that from someone that, a couple of those guys know, from the couple times I've been in the gym, and you had a couple of swingers hanging out in the varsity practice when I've been there. But
Sure.
still, those are just a couple of brief instances, and a group of kids that don't know me that are, through the most of the season, we had half the schedule left, but 3 weeks of basketball left, how they would do, and they just could have been great. I can't speak highly of this, highly enough of this group.
So now to toot the varsity horn a little bit here. Here we are. You got the win against Fairhaven. We had the great football unveiling of the football championship banner. That was awesome. Coach Lockerbie, man, like hats off to you. You're the man. Like Coach Lockerbie, you're my idol, man. Like, the consistency that man demands of his players, not only in football, but in baseball as well, and in his classes. Like, I mean, you want to talk about a pillar of a community who has done so much for so many young men. It's Coach Lockerbie, and so we got to give obviously a ton of credit where credit is due. Hats off to you, to all the athletes. You guys earn that, celebrate it. Slowly, eat that piece of cheesecake as slow as you want because you earned it. But now we got a basketball season. After that, we competed with Fairhaven, but Fairhaven got the best of us, right? Fairhaven, very good basketball team. They beat us. Hands down, they played better than us. They hit more shots. They played better defense. They deserve to win that game. Okay. And you can look at all the reasons why or why not, we lost the game. And obviously, I'll take as much responsibility here in just not having the guys as ready as I could have been. But you lose a game like that. 14 hours later, you are on a bus to go play the two-time defending state champions in Division III Thetford at their place. And we go up there and we basically, exception of a couple of minutes here and there in the third quarter and in the first quarter, we lead the entire way and we close it out 57 to 50. How big in your mind, Hanson, is that win for this group of guys as we get ready for the playoffs?
I mean, it's huge, like it's so hard. Like this week in particular, the schedule is nuts. We played Wednesday night, practice Thursday, tough game on Friday, and then back on the bus on Saturday for a road game, and we got another game tomorrow on Monday. Just a crazy stretch as far as scheduling goes, and just be able to have a short-term memory. You preach it all the time, and not getting hung up on the highs, not getting hung up on the lows for too much, and be able to come back and respond and win, important game because it's the next one on the schedule. But really, as far as the schedule goes, getting those interdivision games are just so important. As far as seeding wise goes, as we're knocking on the door of playoffs, and get that bad taste out of their mouth from Friday night, and move on to the next one, and definitely enjoy it. Rest of today, and then tomorrow's business with Woodstock.
Yeah, at Woodstock, Woodstock's just beaten two Division I teams in a row. They beat Brattleboro and they beat MAU just the other day. And so, they are a top four Division III team right now. And so obviously just another challenge, just another opportunity, for us to seize. It's three games, right? So we got them on Monday, we got Mill River on Thursday, and then we go to Otter Valley on Saturday. And it's just another set of challenges to see how these young men respond to get us ready for playoffs. And like, although as much as like, it's just we hardly get any rep time in right now. We hardly get any practices in. We're going to get a little film in. We're going to get some practices, some pretty short practices. But, kind of from a selfish perspective here, I kind of love this now because it focuses us. There is less time for us to get distracted at practice. There's less time for us to reestablish bad habits. It's just game, boom, a practice or two, game again, boom, practice, game again. It's just like you don't have that time to kind of regress. All we get is just dress rehearsal after dress rehearsal after dress rehearsal against teams that we may very well face again in the playoffs. It's perfect. It's a perfect way to close the season.
Definitely, and then a couple of tough games against higher division teams here to end the season, get real battle tested before that first round of playoffs. Guys will be ready.
It's fun. It's fun right now. I'm delirious a little bit. I've been watching video all day, trying to figure out how to, tighten up our rotations, make our rotations better. How we can do little things. Like it's all of these little things. It's that Y factor, right? Is dotting the I's, crossing the T's. And this is where it's fun, man. This is where it's all in. Like you want to talk about, you wrote a great article, not to like promote myself because it's not about me. You wrote a great article, about interviewing coaches, like, and asking about like what's important and what they're focusing on this time of the season. And it's just polish at this point. It's polish. How much polish can we apply to make the finished product as sound as possible? And man, we are close. We're not there, but we are close.
Yep, couple more weeks. Just talking about those dress rehearsals, just working on the little details, and I appreciate all the time. I think we've experienced this that I'm more of the details guy, right? You're the meat and potatoes, and just hammering out those details and how important they are. It can be like what angle you set your screen, or how deep in the paint are you in your help, and things like that. And those little details just matter so much, and really fine-tuning those here in this last final push here before playoffs, and then obviously in the playoffs, it's huge. It can be the difference of playing another couple of days or being done.
All right, Windham County Sports Page. What are you seeing from that perspective from other schools around our neighborhood?
As far as like who's doing those details or what, like.
Oh, just who do you like coming down the stretch? If you could pick a team besides Bellas Falls, because you're prejudiced at this point, another team that could make a deep playoff run right now. If you had to answer that question, which team that you've seen has the best chance of making a deep playoff run?
I really liked what I've seen out of the Brattleboro girls team. I think they're a lot better than their record shows at the moment. Some of the games I've been at really could have gone either way, given a couple different bounces or a couple plays, and I think they're poised to make a push here. Maybe get back into Patrick again for the first time in 10 years, since I was a senior there. The girls team made it.
Well, I'm gonna get some rest. I'm gonna gear up for the next week or the next 2 weeks, and then the next week after that, playoffs. I mean, my day job, yeah, I gotta show up to my day job for these next couple of weeks and let this be a lesson to all you young athletes. Like, despite you being all in on something, you still gotta do the meat and potatoes in the rest of your life, right? You got that big golf tournament, you got that big, event, that big wedding, whatever. You still got to show up to your 9 to 5, whatever that is. You still got to show up to your grind. But let me tell you, I'm all in right now. Nothing else really in the grand scheme of things matters besides putting this team in the best possible position to go to where we deserve to go if we buy in for the next 3 weeks. And so that's it. It's that simple, in my view. And we've just got to show up every day and get better. Still get better. We can get better. We are still just scratching the surface. It's like that scratch and sniff sticker. Remember the scratch and sniff stickers that we used to have when we were kids? And you'd do like a little scratch and you'd start to get the sniff, but it wouldn't be like, I always love like the grape ones, like the purple ones. Like those were my favorite scratch and sniff stickers. And so then you would really vigorously scratch it, and then you would get the full sniff. We are at that point where we have to vigorously scratch to get the sniff.
That is quite the analogy, Coach.
And on that method, I bid you all adieu. I wish you all a happy Sunday night. Enjoy it. Rest up. Ice those injuries. Fix that ankle. Get the, but wake up tomorrow. There's no open gym tomorrow. We got a game, but just be ready to go. It's just one after the next, after the next, after the next. Let's just go.